Let's find out if Maine Governor Paula Page is hunkered down in the Blaine House as the freezing rain pelts our state. Good morning, Governor. Welcome back to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. All well there in Augusta this morning?
Everything's well. Everything's great.
Well, Governor, lots of things have happened since we talked to you last. I'm not sure where you would like to go. Yeah. Let's start maybe with the weekend. We had the march that occurred in several Maine cities over the weekend. Peaceful march. They had signs and went to Augusta and Lewiston, Bangor, a lot of places. What did you think of?
I think it. You know, peaceful demonstrations are part of our society, and I'm fine. Yeah, go for it. There's only one sign I saw that I found pretty oppressive and pretty simply wrong is. Bangor Daily News has been going after Mary Mayhew, and they had to sign arrest Mary Mayhew, and they're totally dead wrong. That what they're saying is falsified information by the Bangor Daily News. As usual, they're a day late and half-baked. They just don't get it right. They've been saying something about WIC, and they're totally, totally wrong. I mean, it's so wrong, it's sinful that they would put that kind of information out there.
I think we recall the headline. Is that the one where she wants the photo ID for the WIC program, and they equate it with losing federal funding?
Yeah, and I don't understand. I don't get it, because they're just totally wrong. The issue is we're going to convert from a current system to EBT system. It's just been delayed to see what the federal, what the new administration is going to do in Washington. The only thing is the delay to see whether or not they're going to continue going forward with it. That's all. That's all it is. There's no money lost. I mean, it's federal monies. The money's been returned. It's there waiting. It's been repurposed for whatever program they do adopt. I just don't get it. I mean, there should be a law against newspapers inciting riots. I mean, some of these signs are just horrible. I mean, Mary didn't do anything. She's just trying to be a competent administrator. Unlike the only thing that is that supersedes the Bangor Daily News' incompetence is their arrogance.
All right, so you're not in. That was the one sign. Other than that, though, you were relatively happy with the way the thing went. We weren't.
Yeah, my feeling is peaceful demonstrations are part of our society, and I encourage it. I mean, that's how people speak out. That's fine. As long as you're speaking out with something that is true and you're not using false information and you're not inciting, harm and danger, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Well, I had a tough time understanding if it was a protest or a rally, and I guess they called it a march.
I really don't know what they were doing. Initially, I thought it was Planned Parenthood. I guess maybe they're part of it, but I didn't really get the whole gist of what they were trying to accomplish.
Well, it was a combination of things, and we've interviewed some people, and I've read a lot of interviews, and probably there were a lot of issues, and nonetheless, First Amendment, they were there.
Yeah, I guess it boils down to they still haven't believed that the election's over and President Trump is actually the president.
Or they don't like it, one or the other.
Well, they don't like it. That's fine. They get 4 years to get over it. You know, the way I look at it, George, is this, very simply. We endured their guy for 8 years, and we survived. So get over yourselves.
Governor, we learned yesterday that Maine Secretary of State determined that supporters gathered more than enough signatures. Let's put the word finally in there. Finally gathered more than enough signatures for a statewide vote. Here comes another citizen-initiated referenda.
Yeah, right.
And this would be
another
for
way of a slow deterioration of your government process. Hmm. You know, if the legislature would do their job, this could be resolved. This is another one of those initiatives that it will really hurt the economy of the state of Maine. We simply do not have the critical mass to support three casinos, particularly with Steve Wynn putting one in Suffolk Downs. So there's no way that it can survive. Now, something's going to happen. They may build it, but if they build that one, Oxford and Bangor is going to be in trouble. And I supported, you know, I said, if you put up $50 million, and we leave it there for 5 years, and if there's no damage, if both Bangor and Oxford survive, then we'll refund the money. Otherwise, it would be used to mitigate the damage that's going to be happening to the local economies. But they refuse to do that. So, see, they're not interested in good public policy. It's just greed.
Governor, let's take you to an issue that you probably I've got some pretty strong opinions on. You are proposing cutting $12.1 million allocation for general assistance in the next fiscal year. Some people in Vanguard, Lewiston, Portland, the service centers are saying, wow, this is going to shove some real problems our way, because we gave $10.3 million in general assistance in the last fiscal year.
Yeah, well, I would say this. My simple answer there is, you follow the rules, there would have been no problems. But if you try to not follow the rules and you to use the money for illegal immigrants, then you get what you pay for. The Maine people did not buy in to you breaking the laws. And Portland, in particular, was the leader of breaking the laws. And my point is, we are in charge of state funding. We are in charge of doing what's best for the society of the state of Maine, for 1.3 million people. When they want to break the rules, then we've got to make adjustments. And my point is, if they want to do what they do, then let them fund it. If they want to fund, if they want to take education money and put it in for illegal immigrants, by all means, go ahead and do it, but do it with your money, not state money.
We've heard of such shuffling about in Portland's budget. I don't know if it's happening in Bangor. The other service centers, would they
actually suffer? Actually, it happens everywhere, but Portland was the major leader. Everybody has their own agenda, and they just want to fund their own agenda. Look, if you want to fund your own agenda, pay for it. We're going to lower the tax, so the tax will be less for the state of Maine, so you won't have to put the money into the state of Maine. But if you want to have a general assistance program, you fund it. Well, frankly, if you look at the law is they're the overseer of the poor. It's not the responsibility of the state. It's the responsibility of local communities.
People who are on general assistance are, we're being told, are on it for less than a year. They're required to try to find a job. Would this be a cost shift to the local communities?
It was a cost shift initially. Initially, George, it was supposed to be general assistance. Was every community, their charter says they're overseers of the poor. And their responsibility is, if somebody comes in and they're indigent, it's their responsibility to help them. That got shifted over to the state. And so the state is just putting its foot down and saying, hey, wait a minute, this was your program. We didn't ask for this. There's no mandate that does it. You're the ones that are saying that that you want the state to do it. So we're saying we don't want to do it. We have WIC, we have food stamps, we have TANF, we have all kinds of entitlement. We don't need this one. If you feel you need it, then you pay for it.
Is there a city, in your opinion, in Maine that's handling GA correctly?
Frankly, I haven't seen it.
I wondered if Lewiston might be.
When I was in Waterville, I didn't see it. When I was in Waterville, what was happening is the surrounding communities like Winslow, Oakland, and Fairfield wouldn't do WIC, and they wouldn't do general assistance, and they'd say, well, for instance, I think one of them was open Tuesday mornings from 8 to noon, and one was open Thursday mornings 8 to noon, and the rest of the week they'd say, well, go to Waterville, they're open 5 days a week. So we would get everybody that was needed general assistance would come to Waterville under the taxpayer of Waterville. And it was $400,000 when I became the mayor of Waterville. When the time I left, it was $100,000, and then Winslow was doing their own, Oakland was doing their own, Fairfield was doing their own, because what we did is we closed it 3 days a week and said, oh, go to Fairfield, go to Winslow, go to Oakland, and we started doing what they were doing, and then everybody started paying for their own.
Well, everyone tries to analyze everything, you know that. The suggestion was made by some people that with the Democrats going to violently oppose this is a bargaining chip that you've thrown out. Is this a bargaining chip?
Nope. I don't throw bargaining chips in public.
Only on Saturday night.
Yeah. No.
You negotiate in private.
I honestly believe that this is what I truly believe, guys. Free is very expensive to someone. And so when you have pure free entitlement, somebody is paying dearly, and the main taxpayers pay dearly. I think the goal is the goal of state government should be small government, less taxes, stay out of people's lives, and if the community wants to do it, let the community do it. It's a community program. It should not be a state program. Now, if all the communities want to get together and say, okay, we agree with you, Governor, let's do it countywide, now you got my attention.
In the time that since we last spoke with you, Governor, the the idea of extending that moratorium on legal sale of marijuana went from 9 months to 12 months. So it looks like it's going to, we think it's going to get two-thirds, and that'll pass. Is still 1 year going to be long enough to tot our I's and cross our T's?
I have no idea. Right now, legislature have not given the administration any money, so we haven't had any. We have no resources to look into it. We have no money. I don't know, Rick. I simply don't know. They need to give us some money to hire some people to start looking into this whole process. Right now, there's nothing I can do. I have no resources.
On another referendum issue, I keep hearing, and frankly, people keep asking about the possibility of doing something on the minimum wage referendum, i.e. the tipping aspect of it. Is that still in play?
I hope so. I think the tipping, the tip credit is a big issue. But even more critical than that, and the one that scares me for the state of Maine going forward, is the indexing.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be such a disaster for the state of Maine should we ever hit inflation again. And we saw that with the gasoline tax when they indexed it. We saw it growing so fast. It really, you know, what I really think should be happening this year, and I really urge the legislature to give some serious thought to revamping the referendum issue, because if we continue to run the state through referendum, and these out-of-state organizations come in and start throwing money at it, we are going to destroy what little bit we have left of an economy. And we have a very fragile economy. Our elderly in this state, you talk about general assistance. If you want to limit all general assistance to the elderly in the state of Maine, I'll stand in line and I'll lead the charge. But if you're going to allow general assistance to anybody who moves to Maine on day one at the expense of our elderly, which are really getting hurt, severely hurt right now. In fact, I had a meeting yesterday with elderly. I must have a dozen people that are being thrown out of their homes because they can't afford their taxes. I mean, it is a crisis with the elderly, and no one wants to talk about it.